A reading from the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. In verdant pastures, he gives me repose. Beside restful waters, he leads me. He refreshes my soul. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil. For you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me courage. You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. A reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 30 through 34. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When Jesus disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. The 23rd Psalm is likely the most well-known and often quoted psalm in all of the Hebrew Scripture. It has a particular significance to me because I discovered a handwritten copy of the psalm among my mother's personal things after her death. It was tucked into the pages of her well-worn Bible. As I was growing up, I often wondered what gave my mother the strength to weather some very challenging situations in her life. As I sat reading her handwritten copy of the 23rd Psalm, the answer came to me as clear as day. She actually believed it. My mother's relationship with Jesus, her shepherd, was cemented in an intense intimacy sustained and deepened by prayer and times of quiet being in the presence of God. Frankly, I don't know when she found time to grow in this way amidst the busyness of family life. But because of the depth of her faith, I know without a doubt that she must have often gone away to a deserted place to rest with God. When Jesus invites his disciples to come away to a deserted place, he is not making reservations at a famous spa or vacation resort on the shore of the Mediterranean. He is inviting them to a place that is much more amazing and much more powerful. He is inviting them to a place where rest will infuse them with divine energy. Jesus is teaching his disciples that their share in his divine mission will be fulfilled through the power of God's Spirit within them. Jesus reveals himself as the true shepherd, the incarnate compassion of God, as he embraces the crowds with his whole heart, healing and transforming their lives. I once read a description of Jesus' death that attempted to convey the true power of that moment of transformation when Jesus' spirit passed over from the limitations of this physical world to the realm of infinite divine power and light. The author described that moment as the unleashing of an energy throughout the universe more powerful than the greatest nuclear explosion we could ever imagine. The Spirit of Jesus, the incarnate compassion of God, let loose beyond infinity. To rest in God, to embrace the shepherd of the 23rd Psalm, is to experience the all-powerful compassion of God, the infinite source of life, love, and light. Like the disciples of Galilee, the disciples of the 21st century are invited to come away to a deserted place to learn the ways of the shepherd and to become the very compassion of God incarnate, uniting all into the peace of God. On this Sabbath day, a day to come away to a deserted place, we might ponder this question. In what way am I willing to allow this all-powerful divine compassion to take hold of my life? In what way am I willing to allow this all-powerful divine compassion to take hold of my life? God bless you as you sit in the deserted place with God. Amen.